1 Timothy chapter 5. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show reverence at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before Yahweh. Now she that is a widow indeed, and desolate, trusts in Yahweh, and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives, and these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. Let none be enrolled as a widow under 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against the Messiah, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And in doing so they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, and give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believes have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the assembly be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the Scripture says, "You shall not muzzle the ox that treads out the corn," and "the laborer is worthy of his reward." Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear. And I charge for Elohim, and the Master Yeshua the Messiah, and the elect messengers, that you observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some they follow after. Likewise also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. End of chapter 5.